The Midnight Hour by Gail Manizek, inspired of the Lord. This is a thought you may not ever want to forget. You might want to remember this the rest of your days. Many times it is the midnight hour that you will learn that I am not a God that I should forget you. Even as your faith is stretched in the midnight hour, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Reach out, my children, and know that I, the Lord your God, have heard the cries of your heart. Where there is thirst in the soul, you drink of me, and yet your thirst is not quenched. Rejoice. Did I not say that times like these would come? Faith is being called forth right now. You are weary, and at this time, when all of your being is screaming out for rest, the Lord says, I am here. I am calling you to the deeper places. You may feel and you may even say, no, I'm deep enough right now. My timing and your timing, says the Lord, are not the same. I've chosen this time to bring you to the place I want you to be. Submit to me. Rest in me. You place your place of rest in me, only in me. In this world, you will face many obstacles. You're going to face many bumps in the road. Come and hide away with me for just a little while. Hide away until this storm passes over. Just as I was with my disciples in the boat through the storm, I am also in this storm with you, children, with you, each and every one of you. When the time comes to calm the storm and rebuke the wind, you will be ready. You will be strong in me to do those things which I have called you to do. Not the storms or the winds that blow can separate us for a moment. This is for a season, passing over. Many times the clouds hide the sun from shining. Many times there is shadows, but the clouds of life and the turmoil of life will try to hide my promises, will try to hide my son and what he has done for you. In your life, the sun in the sky never ceases to shine. It's hidden at times, but it's still there. So it is with me, says the Lord. My presence is only hidden for a moment, and those storm clouds pass over. You will look into the heavens and see so far beyond the veil once again. Don't fear, my children. You are come to Mount Zion and to the holy city and the city of the living God and the heavenly Jerusalem and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Children, look up. Rejoice. Many are the trials, many are the troubles in this world, yet you are not of this world. You are just a pilgrim passing through. Look beyond your need to those who do not know me. See their need. Help them. Many are they who need a touch from heaven. Many are they that need healing. Many are they that need to be set free. And the Lord says, I have commissioned each and every one of you to do that. It is through my children my body lives. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. I alone am God, and beside me there is no other. Hush, little children. Hush, little children. Be still. And know that I am God. Raise your heart and raise your spirit in praise. The Father of all creation watches over you to protect you and keep you in all of his ways. Amen and amen.